Blog Talk Radio.
This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix. I'm coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And wow, we are living in some crazy times. And before I get started, I want to just tell you that, give you some reassurance that the craziness is, there's a purpose. It's kind of like a centrifuge and everything is moving into place and the dark stuff is coming up. And a lot of people feel really confused, and it's a time to learn. Well, we should have learned a while ago, but I realized people were busy paying the bills, working, doing all that kind of thing, raising kids, and we didn't really learn how to be centered, and now we really have to learn how to be centered. So there's a lot of material out there to help people learn how to do that, but what I do is I tune in to people's center, and that's why I call it soul and energy readings, because I tune in to your higher self and help you get in touch with that part of yourself. That's the thing that's your anchor in these turbulent times, and it is your sanity as well. So make sure you take some nice, gentle cleansing breaths, clear out all the stress, and get, you know, focus on your center, and that's where you get all your answers from, and it takes a lot of practice. I've spent a lot of years working on this. You got to be willing to make the mistakes. Whether or not you can consider something a mistake, that's up for grabs, but you know what I mean. I think the twists and turns in the road and like, oh, that wasn't a good decision, and just get back on the horse and start over and just keep working on being aligned with your highest and best at any given time. Work through all your past difficulties and challenges and rise to your challenges, and that's what I'm here to help you with. And sorry, but I can only do, you know, about 5 minutes with each person. It's not about predicting the future. It's about aligning with your best self, and I'm glad to work with you on that if you're not sure what I mean by that. But I'm going to take the calls in the order that they came into the switchboard. I'm going to start with the 775 area code. I'm actually on the road. I'm on my iPad doing this. Hi, what can we talk about today?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. And I recently had my 70th birthday. And I have been searching for a memorial gravestone for my beloved brother that about 5 years ago, and now it's going to be shared by me when my time comes. And I found one. I was speaking to many people, and then I was referred to calling a certain person. His name is Brian, and he sells them, and he sent me many pictures, and out of the blue, he sent me a picture of an angel monument that somebody had, a family had ordered a couple of years ago, but they never came back. So if I buy this angel memorial, will I be glad I bought it, or will I feel that I should have looked around some more?
Okay, so tuning into your voice, and yeah, I know that's, you know, this is one of the things that tuning into your intuition is for, is decision-making, like I said at the opening of the show. And so I listen to your voice to tune into your higher self. I got to tell you that my first impression is yes, that kind of came to you by magic. You know what I mean? It came through serendipity, like it meant to be. There was a reason that it showed up. And they're just saying, you know, I guess what and then there's guides and angels that are with you, and they're with me too. And they're just saying, do you feel that you're in the arms of angels, or that you'll be going into the arms of angels when you transition? What's your relationship with angels right now?
I don't know a lot about angels, but when I look at that picture of that angel memorial, one of her wings is embracing the side where the names would go, and I felt comforted. And that's the way I want to feel.
Right, exactly. And that was, I really feel like that was a message from your angels. That's what it feels like and looks like to me from my intuitive perspective. And that that's what you should be looking forward to. And what they're saying is that just know that they're always with you and guiding you, and that that this life isn't, even though there's a lot of things going on that don't look too pretty, that, you know, to wear this life on this planet as a loose garment. Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yes.
Because you're always in the arms of the angels, and more or less, so anybody else who hears me saying this, and I have to remind myself of this too a lot of times, is even though we're working through all of this, we really care about people, but it's not the whole thing. It's not the whole picture. That there's the other side when we transition, before we come into this life and when we go out of this life. That's the major part of our existence, and that's all love. It's ecstasy. It's beautiful. It's bliss.
Yes, I do believe that there will be a reunion.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're very connected to that. And you're an earth angel yourself, too, so.
Yes. And ironically, I really started out on my search. I wanted to get something that was like maybe in a corner somewhere, and they forgot about it. And that actually came to pass, and I was going to buy it. And then it turned out that the woman I was doing business with, I read the fine print when she wanted the approval via email, and it was different than what we had discussed, so I canceled it in a very kind way. And I don't think she was very happy with me at all, but I meditated and I thought, you know what? I should not be in any way intimidated, or it was almost like she was sending me a feeling like, well, I better follow through and buy this or else she's not going to like me. And I thought, you know, that's not correct.
Very good that you followed your heart and you followed spirit on that instead. Yeah, very good.
And also with this angel monument, I called a few other places, and they said they had angel monuments far less grand than this one, and they said the ones they had cost around $3,500, but if they were to order one like this one, it would be over $7,000. So I'm getting
I
offered him $3,000. I offered him $3,000, and he seems like an unusually kind man. And he said he wants me to have it, and that he's going to call the cemetery to make sure that they approve of everything. They have to do that. So hopefully, ironically, I met the district manager of the cemetery last week over the phone. His name is Guillermo, and he said, don't worry, he said, he wants me to be happy, be happy to work with whoever I buy from. So hopefully on Monday we will be able to finalize the payment.
Yeah.
And the cemetery will approve, and hopefully my beloved brother David in heaven approves.
Yes, seems like a very good thing. Well, I'm going to have to wrap it up. And I'm glad I was able to help you confirm that. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Aloha. Okay. I'm going to switch that off. I have a touch screen that I touch, and that sometimes it takes a little while for the calls to go in and out. Okay. Now I'm going to the 925 area code. What can we talk about today?
Hi, Alana. How are you?
Good.
I wanted to know, I didn't want any more pets. I had to put my dog down last year. And I have a cat that came out of nowhere and had kittens. And long story short, I had them all trapped and fixed and brought them back so that You know, they'll be in their home or their area, what they're used to, but I have one in particular. So they're all feral, but this one really has taken a liking to me, and he wants to be in the house. And I don't know. I'm really on the fence with this. It almost feels like he was sent to me.
Yeah, you know what? One thing that I've learned by being a spirit medium through the years, and it's taken me a long time to come to this conclusion, is that we have animal spirits that stay with us throughout all of our incarnations. And what I also discovered is that wild animals or ferals, and that includes chickens. Part of the mystery was solved when I got a pet chicken about a year and a half ago. What happens is certain animals, they have their wild nature, and then you have your domesticated ones. But a wild one or a feral can become a pet if they become ensouled with one of our animal souls. And that was what Spirit said. They become ensouled. So your animal soul, and I felt like it was the same animal soul that was your dog.
Oh.
I had a long day, so I'm not as, like, sometimes, you know, I'm not at home, so I'm not as, I usually like to tell people I feel that very strong, or I feel that, you know, that's why I say I feel that, but we can go into that. Because it doesn't matter, they keep coming back into our life.
Yeah, I also had two cats before I had my dog. And so I don't know if maybe one of them came back, but the animals that I do have, I spoil, and they're just a big part of me.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, I was on the fence.
I do feel like it's one of your animal souls, though, because I'm seeing it standing out separate from the other cats in the litter. I'm seeing like with more life in it, so that, you know, it's like I've been doing this for a long time, so I kind of know what my picture, well, I know what my pictures mean, and that's how I'm taking that. So you're wondering if you feel like, how are you feeling? Are you feeling, you know, there's a connection. I think you're always going to, if you don't, I have a feeling you're always going to wonder. I wonder how he's doing or she's doing.
Well, I, you know, like today, he spent the whole day in the house. And then later, Mom came by, because I feed them all, and Mom came by and ate. And so then I let him out because he wanted to go out, and he went with her. And so he's gone now. But he'll come back in the morning. But I feel like at some point I'm going to want to move from here. And I don't know whether I should. I don't want to remove him from his siblings if he doesn't want to be away from them.
Yeah, I would, you know what I would say is, and it's kind of like I'm getting this from, I don't know what place I'm getting this from, but what I'm getting is, let that be up to him. Like, let him, like, because he wouldn't really be, especially because he's young, he would have a trouble differentiating between, do I belong here or do I belong here? And so, and I would also, you know, this is a good lesson for yourself, for the animal communication too, to tune into a soul and say, what do you want? What are we in each other's life for? And see if you can get some kind of communication.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Telepathic.
Yeah.
Instinct, intuitive. Because that's what I'm feeling is that I'm thinking he's going to gravitate to you more and more. See what happens.
He sits at the door. Like today, he sat at the door. They all ate. They were gone and doing their own thing, and he came back. He came back a couple of times, and then I opened the door, and I even left the door open so if he wanted to leave, he could leave. And he would. Mm-hmm. He just stayed in. He stayed in the whole day.
Yeah.
Let me take a nap.
Yeah, see if he keeps coming around more and more. Just, you know, observe. It's just a kind of fun thing to observe. I probably, the stuff I'm telling you, maybe it's the first time you heard it, about how a feral or a wild animal can get ensouled. I have a chicken who knows who I am no matter what. She can't be at my house where I am right now. And she's been at friends' houses, and she knows who I am, and she lets me hold her, and she talks to me. And I asked Spirit last year, I said, why is that? And it's because it says because chickens are just really basic and very primitive. But if they get ensouled with your, so the same thing happens with ferals. And your pet souls will find any way they can to get to you. They can come in any number of ways. So see how that works out. See if he keeps coming by you. And if you guys feel so comfortable together, that's probably the reason why.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome. That's my read at least. Okay. Thanks for calling. Okay. Aloha.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye. Whoops. Okay. Oh. Why is this? Remind me later. It's giving me some kind of a drop down. Okay. 334 area code. Hi. What can we talk about today? Hi.
Well, I just wanted to know whatever message, come up. If you're doing
If you have a message come up from Spirit. Yeah. Let me hear your voice a little more because I tune into your voice. So how about, can you tell us what part of the country you're in?
I'm in Alabama.
Oh, you're in Alabama. Okay. How is it there? Is it warm right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's warm. See, I tune into your voice. That's how I tune into your higher self. So that's why I'm trying to get you to talk a little bit so I can tune into you. So to see if I have a message, and I can do that, but I just have to make sure that I tune in, because I have a whole switchboard full of people, and I have to tune in to, can you tell me one more thing so I can tune into your voice?
Okay. Were you going to ask me a question? Sorry.
I just wanted you to tell me something. If you couldn't tell me something about yourself or something that you did today. I don't want you to give away your identity if you don't want to. I just mean I need to hear your voice so that I can tune into you.
I don't know what to say, ma'am. I was calling just for some guidance.
Well, yeah, it's because in order for me to give you guidance that's meant for you, I have to be able to tune into your vibe, tune into your energy. So that's why I'm asking that. Let me see if with what I have, if I can tune into you.
Okay.
I know it's kind of hard. You're on national radio. Well, not everybody in the world's listening to you, but, on Blog Talk. I'm sorry I'm not getting anything. I'm not being able to tune in. Can you maybe ask me a particular question? I don't like to make anything up,
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any messages coming as far as like a new love, new relationship? I'm single.
Oh, yeah. I don't do that kind. I don't do those kind.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't do those where I... Yeah. That's okay. Yeah, I know I don't do those like what's coming. I just help people like with what is. And so I'm thinking of asking you, were you recently in a relationship or has it been a while?
It's been a while. But the ex, tries to stick around and I'm not doing that over.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try to put this in a nutshell, but I'm getting that you're a really special soul, a special person, and that I feel like you have protective energies. Does your dad have an opinion? Is your dad still with us?
He's still with us, but he hasn't been in my life.
Yeah, okay, because I was picking up something about your dad, so maybe there's a message about your dad. Okay, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. I see what's going on. Now it's coming together. Okay, so what I'm going to cut you loose with is that there's some things that you need to clear up about how you feel about your father. And that's like a whole thing, but I think that if I tell you that that's what you need to do, maybe you can identify it and just say, now, mm-hmm. what do I need to clear up? Because what I'm picking up is that you're being protected by spirit now to not attract people that are like your dad.
Okay.
And so you have to somehow, the way you cut the cords is not what people think. You have to let go with love, let go with blessings, yes. give them blessings, and just really neutralize the energy, anything that's remaining. And I'm seeing it's kind of complex, but this is your shining moment where you can do this, and you let go of, there's energy connections coming from him to you. So mm-hmm. in order for you to dissolve those, work with Christ and your angels and ask them to help you dissolve those connections. Because I do feel like the only thing I see is I see that in the way. I see you being protected. I see you having to deal with this now. And I see that that's going to create a space for the right person to come. Do you have children?
Yes, ma'am.
You have children? Okay.
I have two.
Okay, because I'm seeing a good father figure coming into your life, and I don't always see that, but that's not like California psychic style, but that's, yeah. So do that little exercise, clearing up the energy around your father, and so that you don't have any bad feelings or anything negative, and then it's going to open up the space and ask Christ to guide you, okay? Help you and guide
Thank
you through
you
this process. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, aloha.
All right. Shalom.
Okay, bye. Okay, now I lost my switchboard. Here we go. Okay, I'm on my iPad, so it's a little bit different than my usual regular computer. So I'm going to the 219 area code. Hi, what can we work on today?
Hi, yes, I have a question. I am fostering mm-hmm. a dog, and it's coming up to making the decision to adopt her. She's got a lot of fearful dog. I believe she was abused. Her conditions weren't that great.
Mm.
She,
mm-hmm.
I know she's going to need a lot of work. The thing is, am I the right type of person for her?
Mm-hmm. So what kind of dog is it?
It's a pit bull.
Does it have a breed? Oh, a pit bull.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's a pit.
It's a she, and it was okay. I know what you're saying. Yeah, that's a lot of work because they require a lot of discipline and patience. And if it wasn't, I'm picking up that you're right. Yeah. I'm getting that. Okay. This is just what I'm getting. Okay. And take it with a grain of salt. That I'm getting that this dog will always be kind of hard to handle around other people. That it'll be fine
okay.
with you, but with other people, mm-hmm. it's always going to be a challenge because it's very ingrained. And that it's best mm-hmm. if it's a dog that's like out where it can be out in a field running around, maybe on a farm or something. You know, just it needs space and it. And it's not going to relate well to people. That's what I'm picking up.
Okay.
Yeah. But God bless you for making an effort. At least you're able to stabilize her to a certain extent. But it would be a lot of work, and I'm getting that challenging around people for, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
See what you think. You also check in with your instincts. Like I said, I don't feel like my intuition is as keen as it usually is today. And I need to be honest
mm-hmm.
about that. I don't want to mislead people. So double check with your intuition as well. And if it matches what I'm, you know, ask spirit. I try to, what I do when I have a decision to make is I try to detach from it as best as I can and then ask Spirit to help me with the answer, and then you'll get the answer somehow, either in your sleep or something will happen that'll say, oh, yep, you know, that helps me make the decision. So I would say double check with your higher self too. Okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to find her a pit bull rescue for her to go to too.
Yeah. She seems like she needs to be outside, not a lot of other dogs or people necessarily. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Good luck with everything.
Thank
God bless you for doing that.
Bye.
Okay, aloha.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Now I'm going to the 914. Hopefully I can get both my calls here. I should be able to. 914 area code. What can we talk about today?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Hello?
How are you?
Are you there? Good. I'm good. I had a great day. I'm just not at home. I'm in a place, condo. It's not mine. So I just feel a little off.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Okay. I got a question, please. Are you seeing me going to buy property overseas in Italy near the water soon?
Okay. So you're wanting to know if you're going to buy property? So I'm tuning into your higher self. Oh, what was that part?
In Italy. Overseas in Italy, near the water.
Oh, in Italy?
Yes, near the water.
Are you going to buy property? Oh.
Yes.
I'm trying to see, tuning into your higher self, if it's property. I'm feeling like wait a little while. Is there a reason that you might want to wait a little while, or do you have to do this quick? There's a lot of volatility in the financial markets, and there's a lot of things that are going to be happening in the next few months. And I would wait for the economy to start to stabilize, because when you're going to buy property, I did pick up like a hesitation in your soul to do it now. So that's where I got that from, is that it's not urgent and just hang in there. And I think that might be one reason I feel a little strange, is because I not only tune into my own vibe, but I also can feel the mass consciousness, and things are really kicked up right now. So it's not a really good time to make big decisions like that. At least I don't feel like it is. So I would wait a little bit, and, you know, wait like maybe 8 months if you can. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Can I talk to you?
Pardon me? Can you talk to me?
Yeah. I was to say, are you seeing me? I'm going to get a settlement soon. I'm going to receive a settlement soon.
I'm not sure what you said.
A settlement.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
I win a settlement.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're saying.
Settlement. I'm receiving money. I'm going to receive a lot of money.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a lot of money. Oh, no.
Yeah.
They're giving me the 60 seconds. Yeah. Don't be in a hurry. I'm really getting that. Don't be in a hurry to buy anything. Just take your time, okay? And let Spirit guide you. But I think you should wait a little while, okay? But that is a good investment. I'm getting that. You're right in that it's a good investment for you, is to buy property. But I'm getting to just wait a while, okay? So see how it feels, and if things get like it's really never, things don't go right, don't push it. You know, if things aren't going right, if you do decide to try to buy something or whatever, and it's not going, don't push it, because I'm feeling that the time isn't quite right, okay? And you'll be guided. Spirit will guide you to where the right place is and the right time. Okay?
All
right, I'm going to try to grab my last call. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. It's been a really different kind of day for for calls. Okay, this is my last one, the 610 area code. What can we work on today?
Hi, this is the first time I found your show. My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. Right now, I'm involved with another female in a love situation. She's a bit older than me. She's in her middle 50s. She mm-hmm. is very distant from me. She weaves in and out of my life since February. She gave me a diamond mm-hmm. ring, diamond earrings, diamond necklace. We live in the same apartment complex. She's in one building and I'm in the other building. And before mm-hmm. she had this tiff with me a couple weeks ago, she was telling me she was behind in her rent and she didn't know what she was going to do. I offered her to come stay over at my apartment until she can figure things out, get on her feet, whatever. And I'm just curious if that's going to pan out because she was behind in her rent in the month of July, and, you know, it's now almost the end of August. So do you feel like she's going to be approaching me like, you know, hey, I got to get out. I didn't find a place. Nothing's panning out. Can I crash at your place until I can figure things out? Do you see her doing that or –
saying that it wouldn't necessarily be in your best interest. Do you think that you're more put together than she is?
Yes, I am. I have a very good career in the medical field, and I'm in my, like, early 40s. So, like I said, she's, like, 8 to 10 years older than me, and she was the one that was pursuing me for a relationship, gave me a diamond ring, everything. So,
mm-hmm.
and she's not asked for any of the jewelry back either. So
yeah.
that kind of tells me.
I pick up a lot of inner turmoil on her part. And when I do readings, I'm not supposed to do very much about other people, but I can help you like
mm-hmm.
understand some of the more immediate things. And I am picking up a lot of inner turmoil on her part and that she's not as well put together
mm-hmm.
and that it may be in your best interest to just wait this one out, just go of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that's easy for you to do, but she's
mm-hmm.
very focused on herself right now. That's what I'm seeing, and some inner turmoil in decision-making, and I would just
mm-hmm.
stay out of it if I were you. Otherwise, you're going to get pulled into everything.
Right. Well, like I said, I didn't know if she was going to end up staying with me because I don't know what this girl's going to do.
I know. I really think that it's just the energy right now that's keeping you separate because of the
mm-hmm.
difference in where you're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because she hasn't asked for the ring back or anything, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would let
you,
go of it.
You
that's
know.
My. That's what I'm getting from spirit and see how it
okay.
works out. So, you know, don't push it. You know, try to let go and see if spirit leads you somewhere else, other people, other whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
that's what
you.
I'm getting for you. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Well, thanks for all my brave callers today. It was a very interesting day, very different kind of calls than I usually get. I had two pet calls. And check out my books when you get a chance. I know a lot of people weren't calling about Life Path, which is what I usually get, Wishing on Your Own Star. My bestseller right now is 144,000 Points of Light. So I think a lot of our spiritual leaders are starting to step up to the plate, and we definitely need that. Everybody hang in there, learn how to breathe in center, and you have a wonderful week. Aloha.